Video: 11-year-old plane crash survivor saved by dad's final bear hug. By Amy Furr on November 16, 2021. An 11-year-old who was the only survivor of a recent plane crash was saved because she was wrapped in her father's last hug, according to her mother. Her last memory is her dad just grabbed her and held her really, really tight, Christy Perdue told ABC News's Jael Benitez when speaking about her daughter named Lainey, the outlet reported Tuesday. Perdue said the little girl suffered injuries to one side of her body, and the other side was protected thanks to one of her dad's big, bear hugs. She also said Lainey is in recovery at the Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The child is talking once more, and on Sunday she was able to stand. Lainey is such a trooper, Perdue noted, adding she has 5 broken bones all over the place, but she is amazing and she's inspiring. The commuter plane with the little girl, her father, and 3 additional people inside crashed on Saturday outside the Welk Airport located on Beaver Island in the far northern area of Lake Michigan. The aircraft was trying to land at the airport after leaving Charlevoix, according to the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA. Video footage showed the scene of the crash with emergency vehicles nearby. The ABC article continued. A helicopter crew from the Coast Guard Great Lakes was training in the area at the time and responded to an emergency call from the island. They flew Lainey, who was critically injured, and a male adult, who initially survived the crash, to McLaren Northern Michigan Hospital in Petoskey, Coast Guard officials said. The male victim was later pronounced dead at the hospital. The helicopter's crew members did chest compressions on Lainey on their way to the hospital, the Coast Guard Great Lakes reported in a social media post. It was such a tragedy and such a miracle. Perdue commented about her daughter surviving the ordeal, despite knowing her husband, Mike, did not survive. 13 on Your Side shared images of the family together. The cause of the crash is currently being investigated by the FAA along with the National Transportation Safety Board, the ABC report concluded.